It's Friday, the 15th of May, 2026. The week winds down with the cycle's center of gravity squarely on Enterprise platform play and the interpretability stack. I want to walk you through four pieces. There's a money story, two partnerships from a single lab on the same day, and a paper that quietly extends what we know about reading the inside of a model. First up, Anthropic and the Gates Foundation announced a $200 million four-year partnership combining grant funding, Claude usage credits, and engineering support across four priority areas: IDO, global health and life sciences, education, and economic mobility. The largest share goes to global health, where 4.6 billion people lack essential health services. Concretely, that means building healthcare-specific connectors that give Claude direct access to other platforms, plus benchmarks and evaluation frameworks that let researchers and governments understand how AI systems perform on healthcare-related tasks. Anthropic and the Gates Foundation will jointly engage health ministries on three specific operational questions: workforce deployment, supply chain management, and outbreak detection. Applying AI to the unglamorous middle of public health delivery rather than the headline diagnostic flashpoints. A targeted vaccine and therapeutic screening track starts with three diseases: polio, human papillomavirus, which causes about 350,000 deaths a year, 90% of which are in low and middle-income countries, and eclampsia and preeclampsia, which together drive a substantial fraction of maternal mortality. The mechanism is computational pre-screening before preclinical development, aiming to shorten the early-stage timeline rather than replace clinical validation. A parallel partnership with the Foundation's Institute for Disease Modeling, known as IDM, will integrate Claude with IDM's malaria and tuberculosis forecasts and try to make those forecasts usable for non-specialists. The education pillar funds K-12 deployments in the U.S., Sub-Saharan Africa, and India, with the first batch of public goods, model benchmarks, and datasets, and knowledge graphs for math tutoring, college advising, and curriculum design, slated for release later this year. Foundational literacy and numeracy apps for Africa and India sit inside the Global AI for Learning Alliance, which goes by the acronym GAILA. The economic mobility pillar funds agriculture-specific Claude improvements, local crop datasets, and agricultural benchmarks released as public goods, aimed at the roughly 2 billion people whose incomes depend on smallholder farming. The U.S. side commitments here are interesting because they tackle the back-office plumbing of training-to-jobs pipelines, portable records of skills and certifications that move with the worker, career guidance tools for new entrants and people retraining, and outcome measurement tooling that links training program data to employment so policymakers can finally answer the question of which interventions actually improve job and wage outcomes. The structural framing matters. As a public benefit corporation, Anthropic is committing to extend AI to places markets alone won't fund, and the foundation contributes the decades of operational experience in these four domains that determines whether a deployment actually reaches people on the ground. Anthropic has said it'll publish what it learns as the work matures, including which interventions hit the promised outcomes and which don't, which is the right pattern for a program of this size. Moving on to our second story, which landed the same day from the same lab, Anthropic and PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, the Big Four accounting and consulting firm, announced a substantial expansion of their strategic alliance. Claude Code and Claude Cowork will roll out starting with PwC's U.S. teams and expand toward a global workforce of hundreds of thousands. The two firms are establishing a joint center of excellence and a program to train and certify 30,000 PwC professionals on Claude. PwC is also standing up a new finance-focused business group, Office of the Chief Financial Officer, as the first standalone PwC business unit explicitly anchored on Anthropic's technology, starting in regulated industries like banking, insurance, and healthcare, where accuracy and auditability dominate every other consideration. The collaboration targets three areas where the leverage is highest. First, agentic technology build. PwC engineering teams are using Claude Code to ship production software for major companies in weeks rather than quarters across financial services, pharma and life sciences, healthcare and consumer markets. Second, AI native deal making. PwC is rebuilding deal execution end to end, diligence, value creation and integration, with agents working alongside human deal teams, which compresses the path from thesis to value capture for private equity sponsors and corporate acquirers. Third, reinvention of the enterprise function. PwC is running production AI native operating models for finance, supply chain, human resources, and the engineering function itself, not pilots. The numbers are the most concrete signal. Across the production deployments, clients are reporting delivery improvements of up to 70%. Insurance underwriting cycles compressed from 10 weeks to 10 days, opening lines of business that were not previously economically viable. A mainframe modernization in COBOL, common business-oriented language, that turned out 4 times larger than originally scoped, is tracking on time and under budget. A stalled human resources transformation produced a working prototype in 1 week, full application in under 2 months, now running thousands of daily transactions. Cybersecurity incident response moved from hours to minutes, with agentic vulnerability operations closing exposure windows before adversaries can exploit them. PwC is also using Claude internally, customer zero, as Dario Amodi put it, for journal entries, variance analysis, requests for proposal, and annual planning before bringing the technology to clients. The client showcases Advocate Health, building toward full-scale Claude deployment across its 167,000-person workforce. Read it together. This is Anthropic's largest single enterprise services partnership to date. It commits a Big Four firm to standardize on Claude rather than running multi-vendor pilots, and it gives Anthropic a 30,000-person trained and certified workforce that will be doing client implementation work. That is the kind of structural commitment that complicates competitive positioning against OpenAI's enterprise go-to-market motion in a way that quarterly product announcements alone cannot. Third up, and this is for the interpretability nerds among you. Anthropic's interpretability team published a method on the Transformer Circuits thread that trains Claude to translate its own internal activations directly into natural language, producing unsupervised explanations of what individual activations represent. The paper is Natural Language Autoencoders Produce Unsupervised Explanations of LLM Activations by Fraser Taliente, Contamnani, Ong, and others. The framing is what makes this notable. Sparse autoencoders, which have been the standard tool for decomposing model activations for the last 2 years, learn a dictionary of features whose semantics still have to be probed and named after the fact. A human researcher looks at examples where each feature fires and writes down what it seems to mean. Natural language autoencoders skip the labeling bottleneck. The model itself emits an English description as the explanation, learned in a self-supervised way without any feature label dataset. Practically, the autoencoder objective is to compress an activation into a free-form natural language description from which the activation can be reconstructed. The reconstruction signal is what keeps the description faithful to what's actually in the activation, rather than letting the model emit a plausible-sounding but unrelated explanation. The work sits in a clear research lineage. Toy models of superposition in 2022 established the polysemanticity problem. Towards monosemanticity and scaling monosemanticity in 2023 and 2024 showed sparse autoencoder features could be extracted at production scale on Claude Sonnet. UDI, the 2025 Activation Oracles, work trained models to answer targeted questions about their own activations. Natural language autoencoders push further in that same direction. Rather than asking the model targeted questions, you ask the model to compress the whole activation into a description from which the activation can be reconstructed. A companion release, HeadViz, is an interactive visualization tool aimed specifically at attention head behaviors. The Transformer Circuits thread has been hosting these interactive article first releases since the original Distill Circuits thread era. The practical implication for the field is that interpretability research that previously bottlenecked on human labelers, figuring out what a sparse autoencoder feature means, cross-referencing dictionary indices against examples, can now route through model-generated explanations as a first pass, with humans grading the model rather than the other way around. The release continues Anthropic's pattern of treating interpretability as a load-bearing input to safety work rather than a separate academic track, and the choice to publish on the Transformer Circuits thread rather than on the archive signals the same incremental, interactive article-first publication culture the team has used from the start. And for our fourth and final story today, Cerebras Systems went public yesterday, raising approximately $5.5 billion in primary capital, and the stock popped 108% on its debut. 3 years ago, it looked like this day might never happen for Cerebras. The company's earlier filings to go public stalled on regulatory review of overseas investors, most notably the United Arab Emirates, G42, and conventional wisdom held that a successful Cerebras IPO was off the table for the foreseeable future. Yesterday it cleared, and the result reads as a sentiment reset for AI hardware capital markets. The valuation jump materially changes the competitive landscape for non-NVIDIA accelerators. Cerebras' wafer-scale engine architecture, 900,000 cores on a single wafer, hosting an entire training run without interchip communication overhead, has been a niche bet that works on enormous single-model workloads, but has historically struggled to displace NVIDIA in the broader market. A successful IPO at this size gives the company both a war chest for the next generation and capital markets credibility to compete for the very large training contracts that have been migrating toward custom silicon at the hyperscalers. The immediate read-through is bullish for other custom silicon plays, Groq, Tenstorrent, Samba Nova, and for the assumption that AI infrastructure capital expenditure remains in expansion mode through 2026. Despite the recent batch of warnings from hyperscaler chief financial officers about CapEx sustainability, the day was also significant for what it signals about tech IPO appetite generally. After the long drought, a hardware company with a complicated regulatory backstory clearing its offering at a 108% pop pulls forward the IPO calendar for the rest of the AI cohort waiting in the wings. Databricks, the XAI commercial unit, Anthropic if it ever chooses that path, the SpaceX AI consumer business. Critics flag that wafer-scale economics still depend on customers who can saturate the chip, and the question of whether Cerebras' revenue mix is durable enough to justify the public valuation will be relitigated every quarter. But yesterday's print is the strongest signal we've had in over a year that the public markets are ready to fund AI hardware at the scale the technology actually requires. Stepping back, the four pieces hang together more tightly than they might appear. The Gates Foundation deal commits Anthropic to AI as public good infrastructure in domains markets won't fund. The PwC deal commits Anthropic to AI as enterprise rebuild in domains markets are funding aggressively. The interpretability paper builds out the safety stack that makes both kinds of deployment defensible, and the Cerebras IPO refunds the hardware layer that any of this runs on. Read together, it's a week in which AI's institutional shape, public mission, enterprise spine, safety apparatus, hardware substrate, all move together rather than separately. If you want the full picture, the whole digest is up at wolfdigest.com. I'll be back tomorrow with the Saturday recap to walk the week's arc as a whole. Until then, keep reading papers and have a good Friday.